Welcome back to Balls and Beers, everybody. Your favorite MLS prediction show. And if it isn't, it really should be. We are back for a seventh week here on season number seven. Lucky number seven. Hopefully that treats us better than the general way it's been treating us here in season seven. Not well. Before we get to the results of last week, joining me today, Mr. Galaxy, Bobby Lepe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And I am your host, Louis Barone. Unfortunately, David will not be joining us for Balls and Beers as he has a prior engagement. So we do have his picks, though, so we will be getting that here. So let's get into the results of week number six. The winner of week number six is yours truly with a 7-7 record. First time that I believe anyone has posted club 500 this season. I want to say maybe Bobby did it one time, but I don't think so. So this may be the first time.
Not this season.
Yeah, I don't think it's this season. Yeah, everyone has been either one below 500 or so. Yes, so this is the first time that anyone's actually gotten to the 500 mark. Season high. 19 points for me. So I actually had a pretty good week number five. I did hit both of my double downs last week. So that obviously propelled me to a pretty good score. I will have an extra double down in week seven should I choose to use it. In second place, also with a 7-7 record. So David also gets to 500, 2 points. So David finally scores positive points here in season number seven. And unfortunately, David does not know that because he is not here, so he can't celebrate that. And chances are that next week he will fall minus 100, but we'll see. And at the bottom of the standings, Bobby, 5-9 minus
the one that laughs.
Yeah. Minus 7 points. So Bobby, you have yet to hit positive points this season. But overall standings, nothing changed. Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. Something does change. I now vault into first place. I have minus 45, which shows you I gained 25 points in the last 2 weeks. And it shows you how horribly I did in the first month of the season. Bobby, you will go into second place. You're at minus 63. And David at the bottom of the standings at minus 91. So David holds off being in the minus 100 at least for one more week. We'll see what happens here in week number seven. All right. So let's get into it. David is not here. Bobby, do you have a beer on hand?
Yeah, I already opened it. Sorry.
Okay. So you're good to go. All right. Here we go. Actually,
I should have waited for that. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And the fact that I knew that David wasn't coming, I probably should have got a beer on my own to crack it open, but all right.
But whatever. I rarely have beers when we record, cause I don't really drink this late anymore. So like I rarely have one. So hold on. Right.
Yeah. Woo! There it is.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Week number seven. Let's go ahead, get started. Game number one, Columbus versus DC United. Who do you got?
Columbus versus DC United. Well, I think, you know what I just realized, Lewis, is that ever since we started this season, I haven't doubled down anything.
Nope. I think you maybe had, you doubled down
the very minute,
first
right?
game. The very first time. Game. The very, very first game of the season, which was the Miami game.
Yeah,
and I think after that, you probably had like one, if that. I'm going to go ahead and double check because obviously it's not too
I think I did it on the show, but not like giving you the heads up. I think so I did it on the show where like I was like, can I double down this one, you guys?
And then you did. So you had one in week number three. You had Cincinnati over DC United. I'm pretty sure that we didn't win that game. Because up until that point, I don't think anyone else had won a double down except for you in that first week. And you had, let me see, you had St. Louis over DC United this past week. And with you lost. I believe so. Yeah, it says Bobby with a 10.
I didn't realize I did that. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm not doing a double down this year. But I mean, not this year, this week. But I'm going to go ahead and give Columbus Crew the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to lock them against DC United at home. Columbus Crew, lock.
All right, so David actually agrees with you to some degree because he had the same idea. He has locked Columbus and he has doubled Columbus. So obviously you guys think very highly of Columbus and not very highly of DC United. Well, guys, unfortunately, David's not here to hear for this, but a couple things. Columbus is playing in Champions Cup. They already played. They already finished.
You see, that's what happens when you don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. So they drew 1-1 against Tigres. And on top of that, their star striker, Chucho Hernandez, is not playing. He has been, we'll say, suspended.
Yeah, but is DC good enough to even take advantage of those things?
Which brings me to point number two. Let's go ahead and forget the fact that no Champions Cup team comes back in MLS regular play and actually wins. That they draw at best. Let's take away the fact that they have whatever the reason is. We don't know why, but this is a team decision. This is the coach's decision not to play him, and he didn't play him last week, and he didn't play him today for Champions Cup. We don't know why, but obviously it's a team. Coach says team policy, which means he did something. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure if it affects the other team or not, but that is not a good thing. DC United, though only sitting in eighth place, they've only lost one game, three draws, two wins. They have 9 points. Okay. We know that the East is very, very good this year, much better than the Western Conference. DC United has the highest expected goals in the entire league, creating chance after chance after chance. And remember, they're playing against, again, in a much tougher conference. To answer your question, Bobby, yeah, I do think they can take advantage of that.
Jeez.
Now, if this was a DC United home game, I'll tell you right now, I would take DC United for the victory. However, DC United is on the road, and despite the fact that they still have a pretty decent record, a decent amount of points through those first six games, they still haven't won on the road. And going into Columbus, one of the best teams in MLS, probably won't happen. So I will disagree with you guys, as I'm pretty sure both of you did not realize that they were playing in Champions Cup. I have this as a draw. Confidence of two. And as David is listening to this, he's like, "Ah, I just lost my double down." Let's move on. Cincinnati versus the New York Red Bulls.
Well, I have to go with Cincinnati here. They're good at home. I think they're a much more formidable team against New York Red Bulls. So I'm going to give them with a confidence of four. Cincinnati.
So Cincinnati sitting with 12 points. They are undefeated, 3-0-3, second behind the Galaxy in the Supporters Shield standings. The New York Red Bulls sitting in fourth place at just 1 point behind, 11 points. Literally only a goal separates them. They're in fourth officially. Only a goal separates them from Inter Miami as far as goal differential. So they could be in second place. The Red Bulls, hey man, they're not looking too bad right now. They got some pretty good wins, including a 4-0 win against Miami. I get it. They were, you know, tired legs, no Messi. They're at home playing in a torrential storm. You know, there's a lot of stuff. And, you know, Red Bulls went to Houston, won that game, got a draw against Nashville, beat Dallas. That's not saying much. Got a draw in Orlando. Orlando a little bit down. But you know what? New York's not playing too bad right now. I kind of like what they're doing. I think they could steal some points in Cincinnati. I'm going to go ahead and give this a draw as well. Confidence of two. David will agree with me. He also takes the draw. Confidence of two. Miami versus Colorado.
Miami versus Colorado. Again, I haven't been paying attention. I really need to start watching these recap games. Lewis will correct me on this if I'm wrong. I'm assuming Inter Miami's kind of getting on their tired legs at this point. I'm going to give them with the confidence of one against Colorado.
So, yep, tired legs could be playing a factor, and it's still very early in the season, which doesn't bode well for Miami. As I said earlier, Miami's in second place, but by just mere one goal differential, they're sitting in 11th place. 1 point behind Cincinnati. Miami also in the Champions Cup, so they will be playing tomorrow. So once again, you got tired legs. they got so, and again, they're playing at home, so there's no travel, but they're playing against Monterrey. They have their hands full here. So yeah, tired legs. A tough game midweek. Colorado obviously is, well, they're still Colorado. They are currently in seventh. They're 2-2-2. I think a couple games could have swayed their way. Once again, Colorado not looking too bad at the moment either. Obviously not top team in the West, but not doing too bad. And against the Miami side that's going to be playing a Champions Cup, once again, I think they can steal points here. Originally, I wanted to go with Miami with just a confidence of one, but nah, I don't think so. I again, just that midweek game is enough, and I think Colorado. I just got a feeling. I'm gonna go a draw one more time. They steal points on the road here. Draw confidence of two, and David will agree with you, Bobby. He's gonna take Miami with the confidence of three. And again, if he didn't realize that Columbus was in there, I have to imagine that he didn't realize that Miami is currently playing a Champions Cup. So maybe his bet changes there in some form. Let's go ahead and move on to game number four: New England versus Charlotte.
New England versus Charlotte. I'm gonna go. I have very little confidence on both teams. Charlotte, I think, is the better team, but they're away in New England. I'm gonna go with a draw. Confidence of one here.
Yeah, right now Charlotte is the better side. New England is winless through five games. Four losses, one draw. I believe that draw came this past weekend against Chicago, or 2 weeks ago. Their last game against Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. I think New England had a bye. So they still haven't won. Charlotte is 2-2-2. I'm not sure about Charlotte. This is one I feel like can go either way. They got a draw against Cincinnati. Cincinnati had a score in the extra time, 92nd minute to get that that draw. Charlotte also beat Columbus. Again, they were aided by the refs there, but they beat Columbus and Cincinnati, the top two teams in the Eastern. Well, not officially, but 1-3. In the Eastern Conference, but then he's got like some losses against how did that happen? Lost to Nashville, lost to Toronto. Jury's a little bit out on Charlotte. However, New England in Champions Cup. Yes, the worst team in MLS is in the Champions Cup, and it shows because they just got annihilated by America at home. So I kind of wanted to go with Charlotte here, but once again, I'm going to take the draw because I'm not giving Charlotte quite the benefit of the doubt that they could do this. I also don't believe they have a road win yet. So we're going to go hold off on that. We're going to go with the draw here. Confidence of two. David will make it unanimous. He also has a draw here. Confidence of two. NYCFC versus Atlanta.
NYCFC versus Atlanta. I really didn't know where to go with this. I know Atlanta's the better team, but they're in a way in a narrow field in New York. I'm going to go with the draw, confidence of two, even though I think Atlanta could edge this, but I'm going to go with the draw, confidence of two.
Yeah, so this is one where I kind of felt that it could be tricky. Atlanta is the better side, but yeah, I mean, I kind of feel that Atlanta isn't really doing that well on the road right now. I could be wrong. Let's see. They lost to Toronto on the road. They lost to Columbus on the road. Yeah, so right now they are 3-2. Three victories at home, two losses away from home. So I'm going to just say that they're playing against NYCFC. Maybe they could eke out a draw here because I didn't want to go Atlanta and I didn't want to go NYCFC. Now that I think about it, I probably should go with NYCFC. But we're going to go ahead and stick with the draw. I probably should go there. But whatever. I'm going to stick with the draw. Five games in a row for me. that I have the draw here. Confidence of two yet again. Obviously, I'm losing one of these. They all can't be draws.
Of course.
Yeah. David is taking Atlanta, so he actually disagrees with both of us on this front here. He has Atlanta with a confidence of three. Okay, let's go up to Canada, where we have Vancouver versus Toronto.
Vancouver versus Toronto. Look it. I don't like Toronto. So they're in Vancouver's home. Is this like some cup
for them?
Like, is this a derby?
I think Toronto Montreal is a bigger rivalry. Okay. But you know, I guess Canadian like rivalry, I guess.
Cold people rivalry. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Vancouver here. I'm gonna go with the confidence of three.
So David, I'll say David's pick first here. So David agrees with you. He is taking Vancouver also with a confidence of three. Currently, Vancouver is, again, very early on. They are sitting in second place in the Western Conference, 2 points behind the Galaxy. However, Vancouver has a game on hand. So should they win that game, they would leapfrog the Galaxy by 1 point. So they are 3-1-1. They're playing some pretty decent soccer. I think that the opening game against Charlotte at home, I think they kind of laid an egg there. They ended up losing to RSL also at home. I think they'll be fine against Toronto. Now, Toronto lost Insigne, I believe, for like a month and a half. They didn't look good last week. So Vancouver's at home. I'm going to go ahead and say that Vancouver takes this victory. I will agree with you guys. Make it unanimous the whole way through. I also got Vancouver with a confidence of three. Probably should be a little higher, to be honest. I probably should have made that one a four. Let's go on to the Garbage Cup. I don't think there's any doubt that this is this week's Garbage Cup. Austin versus San Jose. Boy, does it stink in here.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that might be the...
There's literally no other game that comes anywhere near close to this game being the Garbage Cup.
I guess. I mean, with the performance right now, I would still put like maybe Chicago and Houston or Kansas City and Portland in those same... It's not as bad as this game, but it's still as... I just don't care as much. Same. All right. Anyway, so Austin. I'm going to go with Austin. I'm going to go with the home team advantage, San Jose. Man, last year we were giving them credit for getting better and better, but man, they have fallen on their face. I'm going to give Austin this confidence of three.
Austin barely getting their first victory this past week against interstate rival Dallas. Dallas is we'll talk about Dallas later on.
That's a good win.
I mean, it's sure, but Dallas sucks. Like I said, I'll talk about them later. These are two teams I don't have any confidence in. San Jose has one victory. It was against Seattle of all teams, and that is the one team that they are ahead of in the standings in the Western Conference, which is crazy, a crazy sentence for me to say. The thing is, originally I wanted to give this a draw because I just couldn't give anything here to anybody, but the hilarious thing, the reason I did this is because I think this is one of the games I like did last, and I went back and I said, I got literally 5 out of 6 draws. I can't make the 7 out of 8. And the other ones I couldn't change because, okay, well, you got Champions Cup. We know that the home team isn't winning and the road teams suck. So can't do it that way. And I ended up changing my bet here. I'm taking Austin for the victory with a confidence of just one. David, we'll make it unanimous. He is also taking Austin in this game and also with a confidence of just one. Let's move on to the next one. Chicago versus Houston. Now, this is not a garbage cup simply because Houston is sitting in fifth place in the Western Conference, same as Vancouver at 3-1-1. So another team that if they were – they have a game on hand. So if they were to win that game, they would also leapfrog the Galaxy for first place. And that's the reason why I can't say that as a garbage cup. Chicago obviously
is – I just say it as an entertainment value, but I get what you're saying. Okay.
No. If we're talking entertainment value, then this is a skip pick. Don't watch this. Boring soccer. Yeah. You don't want to watch this. That's where I would go with this game.
Except you're a Galaxy and want to watch these teams not jump you.
Right. Right. You want like a draw or something. Or Chicago to win because obviously Chicago's in the other conference. All right. Who do you got, Bobby?
I got Chicago. I'm not wishing for it, but I got Chicago with a confidence of 3.
David will take Houston in this game the other way. And once again, I'm looking at this. I know Houston's a better side, but do I want to give them credit for going on the road in the Windy City? Maybe. I'm not sure. I honestly have no idea how to go here, but I ended up going with the draw once again and making this the Balls and Beers Cup, by the way. Draw, confidence of 2. Minnesota versus RSL. Now, this game is interesting because you have number 3 versus number 4. Also sitting with 10 points, both of them sitting with 10 points. Now, the teams itself don't make this game of the week. There is one clear game of the week, whether you're a neutral or not. It is one clear game of the week. If it wasn't for that game, this is probably your next best shout simply because of the third and fourth place standings. Bobby, who do you got in this game?
Sure, you're right. I mean, there is only one major game this week that everybody's going to be watching. And I mean, it doesn't have to even be the fans. Everybody's going to be watching this game, but this game is going to be good. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know what way to sway, to be honest. I think they're both formidable teams at this point in the beginning of the season. I'm going to go with the draw, confidence of 2.
It really is tough to call here. I basically just went home field advantage. That's where I went with this. And that's all I got. Minnesota, confidence of 2.
And that's all I got.
That's all I got. That's literally all I got. It's home field advantage. That's literally the reason why.
Usually you have so much to say. That's all I got.
David will agree with me. He takes Minnesota as well. One more confidence point is he takes him with a 3. Nashville versus Philadelphia.
I'm going to have to go with this is really hard for me, too. I would go with Nashville, but I just have this, like, I don't know. I have this really weird feeling that Philadelphia might be able to do something here. I'm going to go with a draw, confidence 2.
So Philadelphia, after getting eliminated from Champions Cup, where they started 0-0-3, undefeated, by the way. They are still undefeated. Have won 2 in a row since they got eliminated in Champions Cup. Now, you know, whether you want to make a case for who do they play? Well, they went on the road and beat Portland 3-1 pretty easily. And then they beat Minnesota 2-0, who was at the time, first in the West. So I got confidence in Philadelphia once again. However, they're on the road. I do feel that Philadelphia can very much win this game. However, Nashville, as I said last week, going back to their inaugural season ways where they're drawing most of the time. 6 games played, 4 of them have been draws. I'm going to go ahead and keep that streak going because it paid off for me last week. I'm going to take, guess what, guys? Another draw this week. Confidence of 3. And David is going with his boys this week. He is going with a confidence of 3. St. Louis versus Dallas.
I'm going to have to go. This is really hard. You were saying Dallas isn't good. I mean, I don't know. Because I haven't been paying attention. I thought Dallas was doing pretty well. I'm going to go with a draw here because, again, not paying attention.
Okay, so Dallas has one win, four losses. Their one win was against San Jose in the season opener, where they needed a 95th minute goal in order to get the victory over lowly San Jose. Since then, they have lost every single game, including last week against Austin. And to be fair, they've played some other, you know, pretty decent teams in the Red Bulls, Vancouver, and Montreal. However, I mean, it just doesn't look good. Here's another road team. You're going against St. Louis, who is obviously not doing as well as it did last season. That was to be expected. But right now, St. Louis is above them in the standings. I feel that they're going to be the better team. They're at home. I have absolutely no faith in Dallas whatsoever right now. They've obviously let me down as well. I thought they were going to be a dark horse this year. I think I picked them second to finish second place in the Western Conference. I was dead wrong unless something miraculous happens. I'm going to be dead wrong on that. So I'm going to take St. Louis here. I'm going to lock St. Louis, and I'm doubling St. Louis. 10 for me on St.
Wow.
Louis.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And David will agree with me, but obviously with not that much confidence. He's going to take St. Louis as well. Confidence of 2. Seattle versus Montreal. So we just talked about Seattle a little earlier, about how they are at the bottom of the Western Conference. Wow. Bobby, come on.
I just noticed I didn't give you a pick on this.
You did not?
I just sent you an empty.
I saw that too. I figured, like, okay, he's still sitting on the show.
You know what? Oh my God, this is going to bite me in the ass. But I put too much confidence in Seattle all season already. So I'm going to go with Montreal. Confidence of 2.
I think injuries obviously are catching up to Seattle. I also believe that their games have been...
They haven't been great.
I think there's a, I mean, I know
not Seattle bound, not Seattle status.
No, of course not. I mean, they're really, really struggling for offense here. Montreal, now see, Montreal is one of those teams where I'm not really sure where to go here, to be perfectly honest. Montreal is 2-2-1, so right there in the middle. As I stated a couple weeks ago, they're going to play 6 road games in a row to start the season. This is their final game before they head back, finally head home. They're playing against a poor Seattle side. I just don't have faith in Seattle, but I also I don't know. It's really hard for me to pick a road team here. It's just, ugh. Once again, guys, I mean, I'm going for double points the whole way through simply because I just can't make a decision on some of these games. I'm going to take the draw here. Confidence of 2. Kansas City versus Portland. All right, Bobby. We know you in Kansas City, so... How are we doing this week with them?
Yeah, we do know. I mean, look how twisted I got last week with their episode.
Oh yeah. I'm glad that you can look back and say, "Man, I got twisted."
No, I got twisted. I'm not taking back anything I said, but I got twisted. This is a 10:30 a.m. game. So this game is a twisted game. I don't think any of these guys are going to be awake and ready to fucking move. I'm going to go with the draw, confidence of 1.
We're just going to be sleep playing soccer right here, and whatever happens.
Those bones are not going to be warmed up enough yet.
Well, it's 10:30 our time. I believe it's going to be 12:30 local time. But I see what you mean. It's an early game.
All right. Still too early.
It's an early game.
They're going to have a big brunch and they're going to be all like, blah.
Right. All right. So I have stated that Portland, though at the time near the top of the Western Conference standings, I said, you know what? I think Portland at the moment are pretenders. They're playing some weak opposition. They're playing some Champions Cup teams. I still think that the jury's out on them. But I for the most part, I think they're pretenders. They did sign a new striker. I forget his name. That actually might vault them up to a playoff spot, but they have to prove to me that they're a decent team. They have yet to do it. I was never convinced. Kansas City have convinced me a little bit more. They only have one loss. That one loss was to the Galaxy. They have three draws, two victories. Again, I mean, you're looking at their schedule. You know, you played Philadelphia to a draw. That was Champions Cup. You played LAFC to a draw. You just beat Toronto on the road. It's not too bad. San Jose at home won that game. Overall, I do feel that Kansas City is a better side than Portland. They're at home. I think they're playing with a little bit more confidence. I'm going to go ahead and say that Kansas City takes this game. And I'm going to go with a confidence of 4. David will agree with me. He has Kansas City with a confidence of 3. And I don't think I said David's pick for the Seattle-Montreal game. David has that as a draw along with me, confidence of 2. And finally, guys, the undisputed game of the week. Whether you are a fan or not, you will be tuning into this game 100%. El Tráfico. I don't even know what edition this is, but doesn't matter. It's always fireworks when these two teams collide. LAFC will host our Galaxy. Mr. Galaxy, talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're gonna the LAFC is gonna host Galaxy for the first time this year. The tables have turned. Both teams are in very different positions than they were. I mean, literally since LAFC's jumped onto the league. But that doesn't change the derbies, the El Tráfico games, the games that go basically one and out. Has nothing to do with the season. Has nothing to do with the standings, has nothing to do with injuries or anything of the matter. It's just two teams going balls out because they need to win. I may say this, I'm feeling it, even though the last two games have been unconvincing for me with the Galaxy, even though they've came out with the points and a win. It's just, I'm not, they need to be better. But again, very different game when it comes to LAFC. I think this Galaxy team is going to come in really strong. And I'm scared for LAFC. I'm going to go with Galaxy. Confidence of 2.
David will take what is probably the most likely of outcome here. He's going to take the draw. Confidence of 3. Now, I think Bobby said it. Uncharted territory for the Galaxy, as I believe this is the first time that it's close. Maybe there's one other time where the Galaxy are actually ahead of LAFC in the standings going into El Tráfico. The other thing is that it's not the first time that they're favored. I think there were at least one, maybe two games where we're saying, no, I think the Galaxy could win this game, or they're going to win this game. And I think one, we had Delmi on the podcast, and she even said, I actually have the Galaxy win this game.
Wow, that was a long-ass time ago.
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
Was that the first season of LAFC?
No.
It wasn't. I know it wasn't. I know. I'm being facetious, but yeah.
But yes, it has been a few years, but she was correct. I do believe that they ended up winning that game. As I said, I think David is probably correct in this. I think the draw here is the most likely outcome. Forget records. Forget form. You said it. When this game happens, throw that out the window. This is a street fight. This is going to be an all-out war. It doesn't matter who's in first, who's in last, you know, how many goals we scored. It never does. Never does. Doesn't matter the Galaxy in first place. They've been in last place and won this game. I mean, it's just throw this out the door. But all you house heads out there, you know exactly where I'm going with this. I've always done it. I'm buying the insurance here. I'm making this the Balls and Beers Cup, guys. I'm using that second double down on LAFC. Go prove me wrong.
Disgusting.
That does it for us here in week number 7. As always, we want to thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. This is Bobby signing off.
Going to throw up in a second.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.